This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends. And once again, we are back with my program this afternoon with Renette Meiberg on 7 to 9 a.m. K Pulpit. And yes, we have another powerful, encouraging program this afternoon. The topic is how important it is for our youth to be developed and taught skills. And I have Matabele January in the studio with me, and he is just so encouraging because he has such a heart for developing the youth. And for how many years has it been, Matabele?
Since 2006.
Yeah, long time. Yes. And he has got such a heart, and, you know, he has got so many beautiful success stories, but he's going to share that with us a little bit later. And he is the founder and the director of the Innovating the Future of Africa. And, you know, Africa's Future. So sorry that I'm mentioning it wrong. Innovating Africa's Future. And it's such a beautiful title because it's exactly what you do, is to encourage and empower our youth. And you identify lovely leaders and entrepreneurs, and you train them to become greater men and women that are out there going forth and building our country up again and our nation. So we're going to join him after this, and he's going to just really share with us this afternoon some updates of what they're doing, how they're doing it, and who are they targeting. And I'm really looking forward to this interview. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Many thanks, Renee. I highly appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Great, guys. We're going to be listening to something quickly, and I cannot wait to get back to this interview straight after this. Good afternoon, and thank you for staying with us this afternoon. We have got such a powerful guest in the studio this afternoon with me, and he has been the founder and the innovator of Innovating Africa's Future. And he is the director and the founder of this MPC. But the work that they do is phenomenal. And I have known Matabele January for many years, and I've just seen the organization just grow from strength to strength and lives being changed phenomenally. And they identify entrepreneurs and leaders amongst the youth, and they start training them and positioning them for great success and in building our nation. So, Matabele, tell us a bit about your organization, because it's so encouraging. And I know you've just been training now in Durbanville, and you've got quite a few workshops and projects coming ahead. So you're going to share a little bit what it looks like and who are you targeting at the moment?
Yes, many thanks, Renee, for this opportunity, and also my sincere appreciation to this listenership of 7:29 a.m. K Pulpit. That's really appreciated, because without you, we wouldn't be able to share the work that we do in terms of accelerating township economies. We are very, very much quite excited, because the last time I was here, we shared that we are bringing one of the best seminars ever to be held in Athlone Civic Center, the Dalcy September Hall, on the 15th of May, which is in the next 3 weeks, where we have secured speakers of high caliber. Remember that last time we shared that we want to, when we talk about townships, we want everyone to think of hope, to think of accountability, resilience, innovation, job creation. Mm. So that's where we are heading, and that's where we are focusing. Now we've packaged a seminar known as Accelerating Township Economies on the 15th of May that has got high caliber speakers such as Alderman Eddie Andrews, the deputy mayor of the city of Cape Town, very, very well known. He's a former rugby player, and he's represented Springboks and was voted the City of Cape Town's Councillor of the Year in 2020. So we're very, very much excited to have him. And we also have got Mr. Asfaha Bien from USA. He is the former senior advisor and the founder of the Green Climate Fund for the United Nations Development Program. He has quite done marvelous work across the United Nations, and he has come to South Africa to share how businesses should position themselves globally. And we want young entrepreneurs to begin to think globally, not only locally, but globally. We also have got Mr. Mark McLean, the General Manager of Airports Company of South Africa. Remember, our townships are blessed to have public-private entities such as AXA, because AXA is rooted next to Cape Flats townships. Mm-hmm. There's something called Aerotropolis, where it's an industry of the airport sector. Now, you will be sharing with us what is their program of action in the next 5 years. They've just passed a budget that will be developing the airport infrastructure. How can small businesses benefit themselves out of that? Mm-hmm. So he will be sharing such news to us. And we've got Mr. Alistair Graham. He's the manager of the Mayoral Urban Regeneration, as well as Violence Through Urban Upgrading. He's done marvelous work for the city of Cape Town in terms of urban regeneration. So he'll be sharing with us what are their programs in terms of the township economies. Mr. Gundo Vusani Maswime, lecturer at UCT in the civil engineering department, who will be talking about youth entrepreneurship in the construction sector, as well as national policy outcomes. We definitely have to know that. And he's been on quite a lot of radio stations around what is happening in terms of the infrastructure challenges that we have in South Africa.
Wonderful.
So he's very, very well known in terms of his expertise in that. And Mrs. Lungelwa Sigasana Makaula from Khayelitsha Community Trust, they will be sharing with us in terms of the upgrade of the Khayelitsha Mall. These are the opportunities that are being unpacked in terms of the township economies.
Yes, it's going to raise the standard up, eh?
Quite
incredible.
True.
Absolutely
quite
wonderful.
True. Quite true. And Mr. Nipotes from Moladi in Port Elizabeth, is the builder of the future and has built thousands of houses all around the world, focusing on job creation, focusing on cooperatives. He's rooted in South Africa, in PE, and his work has been endorsed by the World Bank. He's done marvelous construction work across the globe, and he's got a model of creating job opportunities.
Oh, praise
now,
the
young
Lord.
People have to begin to look at that. But of course, our public sector has to begin to look at future partnerships, yes, regarding this step, because what we said earlier in our last interview, we are building a roadmap from 2022 to 2030 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Program, as well as the National Development Plan. What is our roadmap? Where is the future of South African SMMEs? Where are they heading? What are the opportunities? What are the challenges? So they have to begin to look at these and unpack them and reposition themselves as entities. And we also have got an exciting speaker, Mrs. Sandra Beckenham, the head of marketing at Innovation City. She will be speaking around growing local economies through artificial intelligence. Innovation City has positioned itself as a global South African leader in terms of artificial intelligence.
Wow, that is
and
powerful.
And they are located here in Cape Town, and they will be sharing with us, where is AI taking us? Artificial intelligence. So we've brought her to the program. And lastly, we've got Ms. Nolita Mvunelo. She is the program manager of the Club of Rhone. Club of Rhone is found in 8 countries and was founded in Italy. She's leading the local base, and they are focusing on global issues. So these type of speakers are actually saying to our community, how do we position ourselves? How do we go forward? Because there are opportunities.
Yes.
As we said earlier, that South Africa is alive with opportunities and possibilities. There are opportunities. But how do we rebrand the township economies? Yes. So these are the types of speakers that we have for the 15th of May in Athlone Civic Center.
Yes. Wow, that is incredible. Because, you know, this is so powerful to know and so encouraging that people are really wanting to, that we still can believe in what we are doing. And, you know, that there's a future for our youth in this country and that they will not, that they will stay and not leave. And this is the opportunities that we can offer them. And, you know, the caliber of your speakers is going to be phenomenal. So, Matabele, just give us now what, you know, I know you're in the vetting process as well, you know, in that part of partnerships that is so important because, you know, we cannot just be running around and just building partnerships and not getting it executed in excellence and, you know, with proper structures and proper finances and the right people in place and that really have a heart for the development of the country and they're not just getting onto the gravy train or trying to get, you know, it's just at the end of the day, you know, nothing really actually happens, but this is actually happening. So it's so exciting. So just can you just share what that process looks like?
Yes, in terms of the program, we are looking at thought leaders such as directors of the nonprofit sector to attend, the youth entrepreneurs to attend, the elderly as well to attend, because these initiatives need all of us to actually seize them. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at that type of a market. And as part of our roadmap, we have secured 3 bookings for now as part of our lead up to the main event, which is the 29th of April. We will be at Rylands Library in Athlone. Mm-hmm. That is a free event for young people, SMMEs, the NGO sector to attend. But of course, they have to confirm to us because that is not a big venue. It's taking 50. And then the 30th of April, we'll be in Gugulethu Library, looking at the same market again for free. And the 2nd of May, we'll be in Masakane Library in Khayelitsha. And we are looking now for a booking in the same week of the 2nd of May for the community of Kraaifontein, Brackenfell, Balvel to be part. But we'll actually be showcasing those in our social pages. Mm. Then from there, we are moving straight into the main event. The main event, remember, we are a non-profit company.
Mm.
The main event, if it was organized by a profit-making company, I'm sure only those who are resourced will be able to attend. Yes. Because if you look in terms of the type of the caliber of these speakers.
Are they going to be present at that event as well?
Yes.
And what date is that?
The 15th of May.
Oh, that is the 15th.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you look in terms of that, one attending these are very, very much costly.
Mm.
But to us as a non-profit company, we only charge to cover for our fees. Because we do understand
the background.
The background of our attendees. But of course, whoever wants to get in touch with us, they can make use of our website, which is innovatingafricasfuture.com.
Yes, it's quite easy, I remember that.
As well as our email, innovatingafricasfuture@gmail.com. They can look for Mthobeli January. They can find me in Facebook. I'm available on social pages. But if they actually visit our website, they will be able to get hold of the work that we do.
Yes. And, you know, Okay, because I think I'd like to end on that point, because then we can just I want to revisit something in the next session. So this is powerful, good, such good news. Honestly, it's really making me so excited about the way forward, that the foundations are being set by these kind of events, so that we can know what is coming. As you said, the road mapping. I love that. Yes, now this is the launch of the roadmap of the way forward. So everyone, we just please come and join us straight after this and hear what this is about, because I really feel that if you can encourage the youth and even the elderly by the sounds of things, everybody can benefit from this if they have to just go along. If you've got an NPO or an NPC or whatever, go and see what it's about and see where you can slot in and how you can participate on this wonderful journey of developing Khayelitsha. And I think it's such exciting news, especially in the times that we are living in, with so much things happening in these unprecedented and perilous times that we live in, that here is some good news, some good, wonderful good news. So, Matsibeli, we're going to join you straight after this next track that we're going to play out with, and we'll see you soon. Thank you so much for joining us again this afternoon. We have got such an exciting guest in the studio with us this afternoon, Matsibeli January. He is the founder and the CEO of the MPC Innovating Africa's Future. And what a beautiful, beautiful name for a company. And, an MPC, because this is where we need to really, we are all Africans. We really need to participate and start investing in our beautiful country and our beautiful people. And this is what Matsibeli does. He goes around, offers workshops and learnerships and innovating projects to identify young leaders and possibly positioning them for future careers and that. So Matsibeli, tell me, you've just come from a training session now. What does your workshops look like, and what do you cover in those workshops? You know, there might be somebody out there that can, you know, want to maybe come and participate, or maybe offer, you know, some resource in the sense of their skills and their, you know, what they can offer. Give us does the workshop actually look like?
Yes, thanks, Lenny. What we do, we focus more firstly on leadership, because we believe that you cannot have an entity and do not possess any leadership skill. We focus on leadership. We focus on ethics. Last time we shared that whoever we partner with, we have to do vetting in the long run, because our positioning is someone out there. Investors abroad might look at the townships and say, we are quite interested in partnering with this entity. But if that entity is not capacitated, it won't go a long way. So we focus on building those. We focus on tough questions as to what is the succession plan? You know, how can someone ensure that he or she leaves a lasting legacy? So that as they are driving these entities, they are able to map the way forward.
Mm.
So that is what we are looking at, because we believe that the only way to grow township economies is to have credible stakeholders. Whoever wants to know about townships and their economies should go nowhere else than to Innovating Africa's Future. So credible stakeholders then are quite critical in that journey from 2022 to 2030 and beyond.
Absolutely correct. So at the end of the day is that, you know, we actually don't really know what is happening in Khayelitsha. And these workshops and that are an opportunity to get to the ground level and of the roadmap, that the plans and the purposes that you have for these areas. And I mean, you were sharing with the fact that the Khayelitsha Mall is going to be upgraded. So give us those kind of, what is it looking like as far as the job opportunities? Because that is what is called, you know, really a problem is in our country, is the unemployment. So what is the concept of job employment coming up in these different projects that you are, developing?
Yes, of course. Of course, these entities will be creating quite a lot of job opportunities along the way, some short-term, some long-term. But most importantly, most will be in the construction sector, as well as the artisans. You know, our partnership with institutions of higher learning, for example, I just did a facilitator training program with Falls Bay TVET College. It's very, very important because they focus on artisanal skills, these skills that are very hard to find. And those students will benefit a lot in these projects, because these projects, you need those unique skills in the long run. Remember, during the construction of the World Cup, some skills had to be imported because of the fact that there were scarce skills in South Africa. So it's quite very important that we begin to look at what are the skills for the future. Hence, we are bringing speakers from Innovation City, such as Mrs. Sandra Buckingham, to actually inform the audience around those. So it's quite important that we begin to look at skills that can accelerate township economies. Not only in Khayelitsha, but everywhere else. Hence, this time around, we focused on the ATLON, so that young people can begin to interact.
That's wonderful. That's
can begin to leverage on one another, can begin to partner on one another, irrespective of their backgrounds.
Wonderful. This, I love hearing this, because this is so vital, the fact that we are in this is time for merging, you know, and really starting to get to know each other and seeing what we can do together, because, you know, every area is so significant to that community, but that community can be of value to another community.
Quite true.
And
quite
this
true.
Is where, you know, where some communities are developed in one area and lacking in another area, and another community is developed in another area and lacking, but yet they've got their strengths.
Yes.
And we can actually partner on that. And I think I absolutely love the fact that everybody is welcome. Every kind of, as you said, about the skills and you know, what their talents are, everything can be absolutely there's a word that I'm actually looking for. I don't know if I'm going to get it right now. it can be showcased, at the end of the day. And you've covered, you know, with the fact that you've got universities coming to this event, you've got all kinds of sectors coming in with their input, that it has to meet some of our needs.
Yes.
You know, somebody's heart's desire is to be in construction, or their gifting is in AI or whatever, and you're covering all the aspects. So it's not just going for one sector of development.
Yes,
it's
yes.
all, it's very, a wide umbrella that you are showcasing here. So, so how many, you know, I feel that it's quite important, because we're going to be, needing to get RSVPs. And how many people can the Civic Center actually take?
Well, it takes a lot, but we have limited seats. We're only looking at 350 to attend.
To attend.
It's quite very important that
urgent. If you want to come, you better make sure you get there.
Because we don't want to have more than that. We actually have got lots of these events coming.
This is the first launch. Yes. That is wonderful to know. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, this is really an opportunity. Send one of your staff members or your, next year students, any students that really don't know what they're wanting to do. These are opportunities opportunities, and they, you know, something is going to meet their heartbeat.
Yes.
And, you know, especially those youngsters that really have got hope for the country. And we want to create hope for them that there are major, wonderful opportunities such as this. So how would you encourage, you know, how would, what is the easiest way, apart from the emailing and the WhatsApping, what else, how else can they come and book to be able to be there?
I think contacting us directly
would be the best.
In our offices, if they visit our website, they will get our contact details in our website, innovatingafricasfuture.com. They will get our details there. And we definitely have got presence as well on Facebook.
Yes, that's normally the place where people go.
If they just type Mthobeli January, then they send a message, I'll be able to
respond
on that. And
fantastic.
Also on, in our email, innovatingafricasfuture@gmail.com, then I'll be able to respond on that. Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. So thank you so much, Mthobeli, for that, because I really think this is a wonderful opportunity for all involved to be able to actually to be there. As I said, we need the growth. So we need the foundation to be set, and please join them on that day. But we're going to continue just chatting about maybe a success story or, you said you had some updates to share with us. So after this, we're going to just share some updates of some lovely leaders that he has developed. We had the privilege of one or two of them here last time in the studio with us, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunities for young people to grow. So we're going to just play out with something right now, and join us straight after this. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And yes, we just want to encourage you. We have a WhatsApp line, 0817291657. Our Telegram number is exactly the same. And our SMS number is 37988. And we have a Facebook page as well, 729 Cape Pulpit or Kaapse Kansel. Go and join us. See us. If some of our presenters have their lovely programs, you see who our guests are, you see who our, as well as our guests that we have. And sometimes we need to really just give some feedback as well. Please engage with us. We'd love to get to know you better. We also have a counseling department, 0219177000, option 1. And please, if you need any prayer or support or guidance or direction, please contact us. We are there for you. And we can see how we can assist you in some way. But I would love to encourage you. You need to download the 729 AM app. It gives you an opportunity to revisit a program that you would possibly might have missed, and you would love to go and see on a podcast. You can listen to it, or you can live stream as well. So if you're driving in your car and you just put your phone on, and the signal is absolutely excellent and superb. So please go download our app. It is the easiest way and the most wonderful way to listen to us. And we are 24/7 on air. So enjoy us. And the app is found in Google Play. So please go ahead and download our app. We have got a wonderful guest in the studio this afternoon. They are in the process, it's called Innovating Africa's Future, an organization that has really gone the extra mile to encourage and motivate our youth into opportunities for work. They have just been training, identifying young leaders and taking and walking a road with them. So we're very, very proud to say that Mthobeli is going to share with us the journey that he has had with some of his students and the success stories from a leadership training session and being positioned in a company. So please share with us one or two of your wonderful testimonies, Mthobeli.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks again. In terms of our past 4 weeks, we've managed to go into partnership with Cigna Academy and False Bay TVET College, where we placed their experiential learning students in local companies, entities, focusing on marketing, information technology, archiving and services in Khayelitsha, Guguletu, Durbanville and Mitchells Plain. So a total of 24 students actually have been earmarked in terms of their experiential learning program, ranging from 6 months to 18 months. But wonderful. What is important to us, what we did, is capacity building. Because you find that young people are very, very visionary, but as well, in the early phases, they have to learn about ethics, about accountability. So that when they are in these places, when their experiential learning outcome comes to an end, so some of these companies should be able to absorb them.
Yes.
Now, it's very important long that term. They sell themselves during such experiential learning program. Mm-hmm. So our relationship with local entities in Cape Flats, Athlone, and other areas is actually key in our partnership with the local universities and TVET colleges, so that come in terms of the experiential learning, we're able to match them mm-hmm. with the right partner. Mm-hmm. So that's what we are doing, so that we create that vibrant spirit of productivity, accountability, and ethics as well in the workplace.
Fantastic. So they are a springboard from a strong point.
Yes.
Yes. So they are already trained in these areas. It's not a process of growing into the one position into the next. They're already foundationally prepared for acceleration. I love that word that you keep using.
Yes.
The acceleration.
Yes.
And so it's not a baby just being trained. They are going to come in there equipped, trained, and ready for the next move.
Yes.
That is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And honestly, I really feel that we are getting to a position where these foundations are being set. And I think it's going to have exponential growth eventually. You know, this is obviously piloting at the moment
yes.
through trials and errors. But at the end of the day, this is the beginning of something great. So I am trusting the Lord to continuously use you mightily, all your partners, all the people that are involved, your speakers, that really that will be unified with the same vision, that it will not be lost in the process and in transition,
yes.
that God will just continuously bring it into a unified umbrella of moving forward for great things for our young people and for our nation. That is my prayer for this whole project. So thank you so much, Matabele, for the work that you do. Is there anything that you'd like to leave us with?
Thanks, Renee. Thanks again to the listenership of Cape Pulpit in terms of this opportunity. One thing that I would like to leave to all of us to think and ponder about is, what legacy do we want to leave behind?
Mm.
Because not even anyone would live forever, but what legacy are we leaving behind? What legacy are we leaving behind as companies in terms of our corporate role? What legacy are we leaving behind as leaders in these entities in terms of accountability, ethics? How do we become exemplary in terms of the work that we do in our local communities and also in our families? So we really have to believe in ourselves.
Amen. Very profound, powerful words left from a man that is walking the walk and talking the talk. And so thank you very much for what you do for the community. Thank you for the fact that you have just stuck to your vision. I've known you for many years. And really, it's such a privilege to be interviewing you, because I can see the exponential growth. You know, when you think that saying it says about don't be fearful of the small beginnings. And yes. If I look at where you started, it was, I remembered still visiting you in Khayelitsha starting, and I thought to myself, this is such a big apple to bite.
Yes, yes.
And look at you today. I mean, it is just incredible to once you start a vision and standing with it and believing in it. Like you said, we need to believe in ourselves.
Yes,
and you believed in your vision and you've executed in excellence and steadfastness. And may God just honor you for that as well. So thank you so much. And it was a real privilege to have you in the studio with us.
Thanks, Renee. Harry, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, family and friends, let us see how you're going to enjoy your week. Be good, stick to the rules, and have a very super blessed week further. And please go and look on their Facebook and see what is happening with all the different workshops. If you can't go to the one, try and get to the other one. And really encourage our youth to really believe in what we are doing for our country and our future. So thank you, friends and family. We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.